I have been trained as an hypnotherapist, thus I understand the working of the subconscious, and that's one of the reasons when I wrote my books and understood what took place when I was a kid and what led me to what I am, who I am, where you are, who you are today. It's just love. I'm also, you know, when I teach my students, George, there is a big difference between education and intelligence. There is no schools that produce Einstein. Okay, there is no schools that produce Mozart or Beethoven. People have gifts. Like, you have your gifts, I have mine. And the beauty about my work, if NASA or the FBI or the CIA, instead of watching me under the blanket, if they were willing to take a chance, they would have more proof, more logistic, more reality than what they could ever dream of. And then they could put my theory in test. And each time I said, okay, be ready for an earthquake, for example, like I do during these days, above 6.0, because there is an earthquake every day, right? Then they will realize that the pattern is very real. Regardless of how much money NASA takes from us or the National Weather Service from the taxpayer, be sure that NASA scientists will never, ever, a million years tell you when or where, for that matter, an earthquake would take place. So a little French astrologer from the south of France over there can do it and do it for free.
How important is your computer to your work?
My gosh. I'd say 98%.
Really? Okay.
Indeed. I designed a software that was Alman Software in Los Angeles that allows me to place the dragon and recognize the location of your dragon, not only in your chart or any of my patient or client chart, but also above the world. And that tells me all sorts of things. I mean, just let's trace it back, you know. When I give specific date, and again, you can go to my website. I have hundreds of thousands of followers by the time, by now. And George, I'm getting tons of email every day with people that have done their homework. They have paid attention.
Oh yes, they're good.
To the work, to the dates, to the keywords that I put out there. And if these people can do it because they honor the word science, I don't understand why NASA, such a scientific corporation who lives on our tax dollars, will not take a chance on me.
Well, you know, it just takes a long time, Lewis, and it takes more predictions as you've been doing, and maybe one day somebody will wake up. Let's just take a few moments, if we can, then, to talk about the rest of this year, if you would, for us. What do you see?
Well, basically, as you know, I always give like 3 or 4 dates each month.
Yes.
Where the dragon would and always do produce dramatic happening. Would it be natural or would it be man-made? Okay. So in June, we have the 16th coming up very soon, and we have the 26th. In July, we have the 2nd. The 13th, the 22nd, and the 30th. In August, we have the 9th, the 19th, the 26th. In September, we have the 5th, the 15th, the 23rd. In October, the 3rd, the 12th, the 20th, and the 30th. In November, the 1st, 19th, 16th, 26th. And in December, the 6th, the 13th, and Christmas Day, the 24th, Christmas Eve. And again, I did send all this to Lex. And I also gave him the legend to be prepared for specific energy. Again, those dates are not normal dates. Those dates are green, are a red light for the entire world, and the dragon may very well touch you directly if you're not aware of it. It doesn't mean you're doomed. The power of God in ourselves is much stronger than those stars and this dragon and everything else. But the point is, if you're not being taught when the light is red and you cross the street, chances are you're going to pay the penalty.
Well, let's see if I read this right. Let's see if you can teach me here. In June, let's say June 16th,
correct.
You believe that it will be the beginning, the ending of an important portion of a life, forced relocation, maybe some very destructive weather. Am I reading that right?
This is exactly what it is. This is, remember last, when I was on your show, the same energy that produced Katrina is coming up on the 16th and the 20th.
You feel that, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is why I give those dates. And I'm giving you the maximum date. And on those days, every one of your listeners should have a copy of those dates, and they should mark their calendar and look at CNN on those dates. And there will be indeed things that are well above normal. Earthquakes, volcano, hurricane.
But you don't know where, right?
Again, this is where, let's say, for example, in terms of earthquakes, George, and understand me. Let's be logical for a second. You'll understand me better. NASA has full access with their own computerized map of the action of the earth fault, so to speak.
Right, right.
So I have the timing. They have the fault activity. Now imagine if they were to connect the physics and the spirits together, put it this way, then we would be able indeed to point out when and where an earthquake would take place. Indeed, this is what the astrogeologists of the future will do.